Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There are a lot of jaw-dropping comments that come out of the Secretary of State and President Obama's office, but the one that we're going to be talking about from this Secretary of State, John Kerry, seems to take the cake. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this comment by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry at a ceremony to appoint Texas lawyer Shariq Zafar to be a special representative to the Muslim community. He made this jaw-dropping comment, Matt.
Yeah, he said that effectively that America has a biblical responsibility to, quote, confront climate change, which includes protecting, quote, vulnerable Muslim countries. So we have a biblical duty to protect Muslims from climate change. This is jaw-dropping. You know, the only thing he could have done to throw in maybe a few more pet leftist projects is he could have said, we have a biblical duty to protect gay Muslims from climate change so they can live long enough to have a taxpayer-funded abortion. I mean, what else could he have thrown in the mix here?
Yeah, this is what he says in addition to that. He says, quote, confronting climate change is, in the long run, one of the greatest challenges that we face. And you can see this duty or responsibility laid out in scriptures clearly, beginning in Genesis. And Muslim-majority countries are among the most vulnerable. This is John Kerry. He goes on to say, our response to this challenge ought to be rooted in a sense of stewardship of earth. And for me and many of us here today, that responsibility comes from God. That's Senator John Kerry. Now, Rush Limbaugh, in response to that, says, I don't believe what I just heard. So it's okay, Rush Limbaugh says, to cite the Bible. It's okay to broom the separation of church and state when talking about global warming outreach with Muslims. This was at a special ceremony in Washington last Wednesday about the global warming business and its supposed man-made causes, Limbaugh said in a transcript from Fox News. I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, they cite the scriptures, and Obama does this too, cites the scriptures for some off-the-wall cause and ignores the other parts of the scriptures. And here he says, it's a biblical duty for us to be engaged in climate change so that we can protect the Muslim majority or the Muslim minority countries.
Yeah, it cracks me up to see the Hail Mary passes that these radical climate change alarmists, these global warming alarmists, are throwing in any possible stretch that they disconnected comparisons they can bring together to draw attention back to this specter, global man-made global warming hoax is hilarious to me. You know, Al Gore said by now that the polar ice caps would have completely melted away and that the oceans would have risen to the level that it would have washed away many civilizations. This is all on record with Al Gore. Instead, we're now finding that the polar ice caps are bigger than at any time on record. They're actually growing. The only thing melting away here, Matt, is the evidence for man-made climate change.
Yeah, you know, in fact, the hole in the ozone layer has now almost completely closed. Remember that? That hole was big, and they said it was from the different kinds of emissions that we had. Well, that ozone layer has almost completely closed. The ice caps have grown. And at any rate, whatever you think about climate change, whether it exists or whether it's man-made, whatever you think about that, the fact of the matter is what John Kerry said is that one of the most important issues that we face today is climate change, particularly among the Muslim countries, that we need to protect these minority Muslim countries. You know, the last thing that Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, all of those countries are thinking about right now, the last thing that's on their mind is climate change. That's the catastrophe that we must address. When we've got ISIS, we've got chaos in Syria, we've got a country in Iran that's trying to become nuclear, we have Lebanon Libya in just absolute chaos. All of this is happening, and we've got the Secretary of State. I mean, this is scary. The Secretary of State, in the midst of all of this genocide that's taking place in the Middle East by ISIS and these other radical Islamics, the attempt to export this to Europe and the United States, the fact that we've now know from the government that some of these people went to Syria, they trained with ISIS and the other radical Islamics, and now they're back in the United States, at least 40 of them, 100 or so have done this, but at least 40 they know are back in the United States as U.S. citizens, having trained with ISIS and the radical Islamics. And the most pressing thing that we need to address with these minority Muslim countries is climate change?
Yeah, the only global warming that we're seeing occur here, man-made, is from the hot air that's coming out of the mouth of John Kerry. I mean, the disconnect, the incredible disconnect from reality and these political philosophies and motives that, you know, he would rather push this specter of global climate change, which is a Marxist false contract. It's all about control. It's not about science. It's about government control over individuals. We can tax away man-made global warming. The earth is in danger, so let's raise your taxes so that we can take care of man-made global warming. When we have ISIS beheading children in the Middle East and threatening our very borders here in the United States, our very porous borders, I might add, because this Obama administration has also stopped enforcing our border control. We have a border crisis as well, where these ISIS members can, and they're focusing on the importance of protecting these very members of ISIS, Islam, protecting Islamists from global warming. Where does this disconnect come from?
Well, this is an administration that is completely out of touch. It's an administration led by President Obama that has put America at risk. I mean, right now, our military is lower in size than post-World War II size. So we have shrunk our military. We have downsized our military. At the same time, we're giving $500 million to train who over in Syria? To train, quote, moderate rebels. Who are those moderate rebels? And then the Pentagon spokesman now says it's going to take 6 months to identify who those people are in the leaders, and it'll take a year to deploy them. Well, what's going to happen over this next year where we're not engaged in stopping this radical Islamic aggression and takeover of Iraq and Syria in the Middle East? What's going to happen in this last year? Well, first of all, who are we going to fund? Secondly, what's going to happen? You know, in 2012, Leon Panetta said that all of the people, the then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Panetta, the Defense Secretary, everybody said, we need to go in and stop this aggression in Syria. And President Obama nixed it. And now we have ISIS.
Well, yeah, and now they're going to fund the other radical Islamists who are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. So we're funding terrorists to fight terrorists. It just boggles the mind, Matt. Yet this is the MO of the, and in the meantime, as we do really nothing except this Obama administration actually fund and arm radical Islamic terrorists to presumably fight these other radical Islamic terrorists, we nevertheless, here we are.
And there's some of those Islamic terrorists that are there that had a non-aggression pact against ISIS so they could go against the Syrian government. So, I mean, this is a mess that this president has absolutely no clue. He's clueless. His Secretary of State is clueless about the real issues in the Middle East and how to address them and how to protect the United States and our allies. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and especially libertycounsel.com, libertycounsel.com. On that website there, you can sign up for, and you can also do this at lc.org, for our grassroots action emails. There's one for Liberty Counsel. There's one for Liberty Counsel Action. Liberty Counsel's are C3. Liberty Counsel Actions are C4. And we have different emails, but those go out to hundreds of thousands of people on a regular basis. I encourage you to sign up for them because they're very informative. They're not car salesman type of emails. They are very substantive and informative, and you can get involved in particular issues, particularly helping those people in Iraq that are being persecuted right now, plus many other issues in our nation's capital. That's LibertyCouncil.com. And also, Liberty Council is a nonprofit ministry. Contributions are tax deductible to Liberty Council. Please not only pray for this ministry, but help support the ministry of Liberty Council by your regular contributions to Liberty Council, lc.org or libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.